trình phát thanh dành cho đồng bào Việt Nam ở xa tổ quốc.
Welcome to the Hot Podcast, where Vietnam meets the world. I'm your host, Nghĩa Mai. In our show, a group of Vietnamese comics discuss Vietnam-related topics with special guests who chose Vietnam to work, to travel, or to find their roots. Do you think that the Vietnamese are the Irish of Asia? How many Vietnamese comics are familiar with Ireland? In this episode, our guest, the rising star of the Irish comedy scene, Brian Gallagher, will be the Irish ambassador. He will tell us all the things that went on during his visit to Vietnam, what he liked about Vietnam, what he encountered during his stay. Let's begin. And so joining us this week is our panels. Well, so this week we have Leo Nguyen. From the States. Where are you based in the States, Leo?
D.C., man. That's why I'm wearing this MAGA hat, you know, make America great again.
Make America great again. That's a great message.
Big Trump fan, you know.
Huge.
You're huge.
That's the correct font.
It's going to be our year, 2020.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And then next we have Phuc from Vietnam. How are you doing,
Phuc? I'm doing very good. And you pronounce my name like every fucking white person I've ever encountered.
It's I've been gentrified.
If I have a penny for every time a white person says my name sounds like fuck, I would be a billionaire by now.
Well, you're not getting a penny off me. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
Juan. Thank you.
And joining us is our guest for this week. He's a rising star on the Irish comedy scene, and we recently also gave him a token Vietnamese name. This is Ryan Gallagher.
Ah, there's my picture. I look
your
good
picture.
From the side.
Damn,
not so good from the front.
Wow, it's good because we only see half of your face.
Yeah. Half the chaotic evil.
Yep. Half the chaotic evil.
That's pretty. You know.
That's a real leather jacket, by the way.
Authentic. You hard.
Yeah, I'm actually riding a motorbike in that picture.
You're just doing like this.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very masculine.
Yeah,
that's your Tinder profile photo right there.
Exactly what I was going for. Yeah,
I'm sure that makes sure you have great sexual performance. That's 100%.
So how are you guys doing? How are you guys coping with lockdown? You guys ready for the second wave?
Dude, lockdown has become life.
I'm ready.
Life outside of lockdown will be lockdown.
It's the new normal.
It's the new normal now.
It's the cliche of cliches.
Yes.
Every day in lockdown, it's just a new cliche on the news that we all start repeating to each other. And it's just pretty soon all conversation and language will be lost. It'll just be a series of lockdown cliches that we keep.
And emojis.
In emojis.
Yeah.
It's the new talk, communicating emojis. The new COVID talk. This is what George Orwell is warning us about.
The mask emoji is going to be the universal language from now on.
There's only one emoji in China. That's the mask. They banned everything else, just the mask.
Is that true?
They banned Winnie the Pooh, so I'm not pretty surprised.
Yeah.
They banned Winnie the Pooh? What?
Well, because because
it looks like their prime minister.
The president got pretty pissed with that shit. Before we crack on, we're just gonna have a every for the show we have this little rule. Is that we have a zero tolerance policy on puns. During the entirety of the show, if any of you pull out a pun, you will have to mute yourself for 1 minute.
What is it? Accidental, man. What is it?
If I use a lot of puns right now, can I just hang up?
you're fine. You have white privilege.
You're cool, man.
I almost forgot that.
Brian, have you ever had Vietnamese food?
I have had Vietnamese food in Vietnam and in Dublin and in Vietnam. Well, like in Vietnam, right? Everything was pho everywhere. That was great. Yeah. But then I found this dish. Hope I'm pronouncing it right. Mee Quan.
Oh, Mee Quan.
Mee Wang. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Holy fuck, man. I found it in this little tiny place and I was like, I'll have that. And then I kept going back there for like 5 days in a row. And I think the staff thought I was a weirdo because I kept coming back going,
Miquan.
Like some sort of crack addict, like a more.
I can see you on a Vietnamese newspaper, like, ah!
Yeah. It was
Osama bin Laden likes Miquan.
Yeah. When I'm in my cave after a bombing, I survive on Miquan. That was really
good. Commercial for Miquan.
Yeah.
Miquan's the best, and Debt to America.
Debt to everyone.
Miquan halal.
I like
100% halal.
100% halal, man.
So,
pork.
Yeah, so we're just going to...
I'm not even sure it was 100% food when I ate it, so I can't even say if it was 100% halal. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right, so we're going to have a special segment with Leo. He's going to teach us how to...
Yes.
Yeah, right, man.
So, you know, there's a lot of my friends asking me, like, hey, Leo, like, I want to go to Vietnam, man. Like, what should I learn? Like, what should I be aware of? I want to teach English over there. I was like, man, first off, don't even go. We don't need English teachers. There's not teachers. My teacher back in the day, he's a DJ at night. And the other teacher in the other class is a rapper. I was like, who the hell is recruiting this gangster-ass teacher? We were eighth grade. And a DJ teacher invites the whole class to the club. I was like, we're eighth grade, bro. Let's fucking go. We don't car over this country. Let's go, man.
Oh, boy. That sounds really bad.
Yeah.
Did he give the kids like press pills and some glow sticks as well?
Yeah, you know? but also he's Scottish. You know,
Scottish rapper. What? There's no such thing. What? There's no such
Who
thing.
Knew?
Who knew
that would be like the next step in your rapping career?
I was like, you want to teach English in Vietnam? Because that sounds real as shit.
I like the idea, though, of all the kids repeating after the teacher being like, I got shot 9 times. Very good. I got shot 9 times. All my bitches and my hoes. All my bitches and my hoes.
Fuck the police.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fantastic. That would be fantastic.
Fantastic. But, you know. I generally told people to learn how to cross the street in Vietnam. You can't really teach anybody to do something that complex. Okay, so you got 2 lanes of every vehicles on earth moving in 2 different directions. You know, you got a motorcycle, you got a bicycle, you got the wheelchair, you got the ambulance, you got a truck, you got a car, you got a sports car all in 2 lanes going back and forth. So, you know, you just gotta fucking go. That's the advice I give to people. Just close your eye and go. Because the moment you look to the side and you maneuver, you're going to fuck it up. But if you just believe in yourself and believe in the flow of the traffic, people will automatically weave the way out of you.
Yeah.
It's like magic. It's like the law of attraction, but in reverse, right? You just got to believe that they're not going to hit you.
It's like, you know, just like, you know, the Karate Kid. Like, what's on?
Yes. It's the essence of communism, you know? Everybody is in sync. In sync. You're like
every man for
robots,
himself.
You know?
It took me 4 days. I was in Vietnam. It took me 4 days to realize that you just had to walk and that everything just moves around you. Because otherwise, you will never cross the street in Vietnam.
It's mind-blowing, you know.
For me, I just looked them straight in the eye. Because if you look people straight in the eye, they're less likely to hit you. You ever seen, like, movies where, like, you know, the bad guy's about to get shot? He's, like, falling down, you know, got a gun pointed to his head. And then he starts looking up at the protagonist. And then, like, protagonist hesitated. You gotta have that look every time you cross the street. Look the Intense. People that are going to hit you right
Bro,
in the fucking eye.
I'm pretty sure you're a serial killer. I'm pretty sure.
Trust me, man. I'm with the trajectory that I'm going right now by
the
30.
Way,
I
the
think
way
I'm
you wear your
fucking
the way you wear your earphone is like serial
probably your
kill.
Own. Probably
I do
own.
Not want to mess up my fucking illustrious
hair
that I just waxed for this show. So there you go.
In Ireland, we cross the street. We don't obey any lights. We don't obey the lights. Just cross. If there's no traffic, you cross. But like most people in other European countries, they just stop and wait for the lights. So when they see us, what happened to me one day in Dublin, I was crossing the street. I look left, look right. I could see a car coming, but it was far enough away. I'm like, I'm going to make this. It's fine. So I started walking. And then at the corner of my eye, I could see there was a family of 4 people behind me from Germany or somewhere. And they kind of looked left, looked right, looked at me crossing and assumed the lights were broken and then followed me. And I had to turn around and run back going, no, No, you were dying. You're dying. Oh man, it's crazy, like, you know. But we walk whenever, but other countries can't do it. They just don't understand how to do it. But in Vietnam, yeah, you guys have it there.
It's a beautiful art.
It's magic.
It's an art. It's an art form. Everybody has their own approach, you know, and it works 50% of the time.
So it's like half the people die.
And then when you're riding the motorcycle, you're not even riding it yourself. The traffic is just taking it away. You're just on the motorcycle, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Traffic, slow down.
It's like a flock of fish, you know. Yeah. If like a whale shows up, you just automatically, all the fish moves away.
Let's talk about the police for one quick second. You know, like the traffic police. Okay, so the most scary experience that I ever experienced is when I was in high school. I was going to school with a motorcycle. You're not supposed to do that.
You don't have a license, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But then, you know, like you go to school, right? And then there's this one street that like so small, but like so crowded. There's always a police officer like going out on the street and just like hit you with the baton. You know, like not hit you, but like just like boom.
Like he waves you down. He's like, get the fuck in here.
Yeah.
It's like boom. All right, let's take it in there. I was like, shit, man. Because the moment they walked out and you go past them, I feel like I peeped.
Yeah. The trick is you have to like speed up. You have to speed up, you know? It's like a game of chicken. You have to speed up and see if he gets out of the way. And if he gets out of the way, you got away with it. I've seen it happen. I've never done that myself. That shit looks dangerous as fuck.
If you hit that motherfucker, man, you gone.
Yeah. If you get hit, dude, that's it. Game over, man. That's like a GTA busted fucking, you know, message right there.
GTA Saigon.
Yeah. You don't see that in GTA. Like in GTA, you fucking get a bike, right? The cops like fucking whip you up. Like he whipped you and then you fall and then you're busted. In Vietnam, they just fucking swing the baton. You're done.
You're done.
Like an aggressive relay race. Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, here, run, motherfucker.
Waya! Right, let's move on to our main topic. Ireland and Vietnam, what's the crack?
Ireland, it's going to be a tough one for me.
Because
I've never even left the country. I don't know what the outside world looks like.
Sorry, man. But Leo and Fulk, so what are you guys' impressions of like Irish culture?
I got an Irish friend. He's a very close friend of mine. He does jiu-jitsu and shit. You know, we hang out a lot. And I'm gay for Ireland, to be honest with you. I like the drinking culture. No, I'm gay for Ireland only. Only for Ireland, you know. I like their drinking culture, definitely. You know, they go hard on the drinks.
Yeah, it's kind of like similar to Vietnam, to be honest.
Is it like a coming like of age thing? Like where like all the guys have to like, you know, drink and shit, and like if you don't drink, you're like a pussy. You know, that sort of shit.
Yeah, kind of. Like people, we have a strange relationship with alcohol, right? Nobody would ever call you a pussy, but if somebody doesn't drink in Ireland and you, let's say you go to a pub, you meet up with a group of friends and you say, who wants a drink? And one guy goes, I'll just have a Coke. Then your immediate reaction is, are you sick? Are you okay? Are you on?
You're right.
The first thing you ask is like, this?
Yeah, everyone assumes you're on antibiotics if you don't drink. And if you're a woman, everyone assumes that you're pregnant if you don't drink. So. It's either pregnancy or a major illness. They're the only two things that stop you from drinking in this country, generally.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. So drinking is sort of enforced socially.
It's a social norm. Yeah. Yeah. Every time, like my grandmother grew up in a rural town, population maybe 900 people, 1,000 people in the town, and there was like 27 pubs.
Holy shit!
And that's what Ireland used to be like way back when. It was like there was a church, a shop, a clothes shop, and then like 30 pubs. It was just, you know, that's just the way it was, you know, because there were meeting houses, meeting places, cultural places. Everything was done in the pub, in the bar. That's just the way it was, you know. And it's a very much a huge part of our culture now. People like drinking, like partying, and like hanging out. But if you want to socialize, you go to a pub.
Yeah, that's the place to socialize. So what are the attitudes on drunk driving in Ireland? Because I, you know, my Irish friends here, like, I don't know if like because he spends a lot of time in Vietnam and he just doesn't give a shit about drunk driving.
Yeah.
but is it like a big no-no in Ireland?
Yeah, it's a big no-no now, but like you go back maybe, you go back 20 years and it would have been common.
Yeah, I guess Ireland's been sobering up.
Yeah.
It's been sobering up.
When I ran over my second grandmother, I said, fuck it, maybe I'll stop this drink driving, carry on, you know, just rein it in a little bit, you know. So now I just drink cycle, which is way more fun, to be honest with you.
Oh, so basically Vietnam is Ireland, but 20 years in the past.
Yeah, then. That's probably why that guy went there. He's like, fuck this, I'm not going to give up drink driving. Where can I go? And I'm like, Vietnam.
The thing is,
like with the bike, you kill less people than in a car, you know? Like maximum, you can kill like 3, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Maximum.
Possibly small children if you're drinking during
the But I guess that can be a problem when you have like 10 million motorcycles in one city.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. But, you know, still, personally speaking, you can only kill like 1 or 2 people max.
See? You're a fucking serial killer, dude, man. Meet me in real life.
My dude, I'm a very, everybody that knows me knows that I'm a very positive and loving personality, you know. I'm full of positivity, you know. Not a serial killer. Never killed before. Trust me.
All right. With that, we're gonna go move on. Brian, you've been to. You said that you've been to Vietnam. Do you have any stories?
Well, I would never have called it an odyssey, but look where we are now. I'm gonna have to make this sound incredible. I was in Vietnam. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed Vietnam, to be honest. I did a whole. A typical tour of Southeast Asia thing where I did a loop from Thailand all through the Southeast Asia, and but my favorite country by far was Vietnam. The people were pretty cool. I know you guys are trying to disprove that here, but
I'm pretty cool, you know. Thank you for the compliment.
My mom says I'm cool.
Yeah.
Brian, are you pandering?
That's because she's your mom. That's because she's your mom. She loves you, man. You know. She gives her a call sometimes.
She loves everybody. That's why we fell out.
Yes.
Okay. Stop.
I did enjoy Vietnam. I started in Hanoi and I went all the way down the coast, down to Saigon. And the one thing about Vietnam that I found, people were really cool. But anytime I asked anybody a question about anything, Vietnamese is very similar to Irish people. So Irish people don't really want to offend anybody. We will tell you a lie if we think it's the right thing to do, right? Nobody wants to be offended. Nobody wants to say the wrong thing. We want everybody to have a nice time. I felt like that a lot in Vietnam. But anytime I asked anybody questions like that, they always answered like you did, Nia. And they said things like, oh, whichever is fine. I'm like, yeah. It's like, should I shoot your son or your daughter? Oh, whichever one. I wouldn't want to offend you. You shoot who you like. You know, it's just like, what the hell is happening here, you know? Mm. But the funniest thing that happened to me in Vietnam, which says a lot about, again, Irish people not wanting to offend people, right? I was in Saigon and I was going to do the tour of the tunnels, you know, the Chu Chi tunnels.
Coo Chi
tunnels. So I was in my hotel and I was waiting to get picked up. And because we were in a really like a shitty little hotel on the side street, the bus couldn't pick us up. So the guy who was doing the tour had to come down and get us from the hotel. So we're waiting for him and I'm sitting in the entrance of the hotel and I'm wearing, you know, the hat with the star on it that you get in all the markets.
Yeah.
So I just had that hat on. I'm sitting there. Guy comes up. He's maybe 70. He's a real tough looking guy, right? Really short, really big, strong guy, you know? Yeah, he says, you're here to do the tunnels, you know? And I'm like, yeah, that's us. And he looked at me, and he looked at my hat, and he said, straight-faced, so I couldn't get a read emotionally on the guy, straight-faced, he said, huh, you like communism. Now, I'm Irish, I don't want to offend anybody, and I don't really have an opinion, so I said, I hedged my bets, and I thought, okay, this guy's bringing us to see the tunnels, he's 70, Vietnam, the party is called the Communist Party. I said, I'll cover myself nicely here. And I said, oh, yeah, I mean, you know, it's good in theory, I guess. And I thought I'm covering myself here, right? Theory versus reality. Whichever way this guy falls, I'm kind of safe, right? No, I was not kind of safe. He looked at me again and he said, oh, yeah, well, fuck off to China then.
Oh, shit.
And I went, okay. And he said, follow me. So we got on this bus, right? Bus is full.
You follow him, man? You got about to be killed.
I paid for it. Yeah. I already paid. Another thing about the Irish, like, Irish people, if we pay for something, we're doing it. Like, I don't care if the guy's going to shoot me. I've already paid, right?
We're on this your money's bus. Worth.
Exactly, right? So we're on this bus. He brings us to the tunnels, and all there's another maybe 45 people on the tour, all various different nationalities and countries. None of them who had seen what had happened, obviously. So we get there, and every step of the tour, every single step, anytime he'd say something, he'd go, "And if you have any questions about X or Y, ask me." And then he would point at me and go, "Don't ask this guy. He's full of shit."
Right? Oh, boy, you got singled out.
Yeah, so we love that.
Ah, the whole tour are going, "What's wrong with that Irish guy? And why does this old man hate him so much?"
Yeah. You know?
But it turned out he fought on the other side in the war.
Oh, he was on the south.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was pretty cool in the end with it. Like, I went up to him and I was like, are we okay? And he was like, it's okay. And I was like,
We love taking the shit on the people who doesn't have the microphone so that they can't talk.
Exactly.
We love that shit.
We drag on you all day.
Yeah,
it was so
fun. Doing a fucking tour, got to take out your anger on somebody else.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
Displacement, you know.
I didn't tip the fucker, so fuck him.
It's like reverse heckle. You know, you heckle somebody before they heckle you.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing, Brian. Gotta crack on. So Iris and we're just gonna have some bit of lingo exchange here. Iris, Brian, you have any Irish slang you want to share with us? Personally, I like the term tans. You know,
for the English?
Yeah, tan, the word for the English. I just love the double meaning of it.
Our line is after freezing here. My signal's dropped, I think. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you can probably still hear me.
Yes, we can still hear you. I'll keep loud and clear.
I'm guessing you can hear me. The tan thing is because back when we were fighting for independence from the British, there was a group called the Black and Tans, is what they were known locally in Ireland, because they wore khaki and brown uniforms, and they were called Black and Tans. So to this day, the word tan still is a word people use for not necessarily. So if you know a nice English person, you would never say that's a tan. But if you're annoyed about something with somebody British, you would go, fucking tan. The way it sticks in.
I just love the double meaning of it. Tan is like you're angry, you're referring to like an English person, but a tan is also something that most Irish people would desire when they go on holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. You were probably very offended when you heard people talking about tans all the time when you got here, like, you know, because you've got quite a nice complexion. We would like your complexion here in Ireland.
Yeah, I have that caramel,
We hate being
it's the exotic look, isn't it?
We hate our skin color. We hate being pale Irish people because we never get any sunshine. So anytime we get any sunshine, we take off all our clothes and run around the streets.
Even if it's just like 12 degrees, it's just like you're already in your beanies, like,
whoa. Yeah.
You know what we can do? We can colonize you. You know, reverse. We colonize you, and then you got a complexion. That's it.
Yeah. I would love that. I would love that.
That's it.
And you can't reverse colonize Ireland because we've never colonized anyone. So,
That's
a bummer. That's a bummer. You kind of missed out on the whole colonizing.
You're drinking in the pub and then missed the colonization boat.
Yeah. Everyone, fuck, where's Tom the Tan?
Where's the boat?
What do you mean he's taking over Africa? I bet it's really sunny in Africa.
For the Vietnamese comics, do you guys have any Vietnamese slang you want to share?
I don't know. Like the only term that's coming to mind right now is ngao da. You know
da.
Ngao da. It's a term when you're so fucked up on meth that you start acting crazy. You start climbing roofs and shit, and you start taking off all your clothes and talking gibberish about how you're fucking God. I saw a video of that online. It's funny as shit. You know. People also use that, to address you when you're like, talking dumb shit or like you're doing stupid shit. You're like, what are you, ngao da?
I'll probably use that next time I'm on that. Leo, you have any slang?
Okay, this is a slang that it's not popular, but I use it in my friend group. It's a
friend. Well, we are friends, I guess.
You know? Yes, we're just friends. That's the first time I meet you. and I will never meet that serial killer guy. He sounds like he doing meth and killing people at the same time.
My God, dude.
He seems like a person who's speaking out of experience, you know what I'm saying?
And his name, his name sounds like fuck. Yeah, did I mention that? Fuck.
Ouch, guys. You know, I'd really like another shot. I think we got off on the wrong foot here, talking to a camera. You know, COVID thing. I can't really find a place that you live. You know, I can't really know any of your family members. You know,
I certainly hope not.
I'm just gonna turn on my VPN real quick, man. This conversation is getting kind of insecure right now.
Making sure there's nothing identifiable behind me.
Okay, here's the phrase. All right, you ready? It's a five words. It's called sức mạnh của cái lồng. Sức mạnh is power. Gore is of, galong is pussy. So power of the pussy. Okay?
Oh, the pussy,
and,
man.
And we shorten it to, samakakala. That's the spelling. And, you know, like each word in spelling. So samakakala. So here's the situation, right? Here's the situation. You just blow $1,000 getting a Gucci bag for a girl who doesn't like. And then your friend asks you why, you go, Samakakala, man. Power of the pussy, man. I can't really control it.
Oh, there's a saying Vietnam. It's called Yai Gai, you know?
Yai Gai?
Yeah.
Yai means dumb. And Gai means girl.
Yai means girl. It's like stupid, you know?
But why?
Being a simp.
I think that's the new internet lingo nowadays the kids are using. Amazing power. You got wars happen because power of the pussy.
Yeah, it's true. As a historian, I can confirm that. Yeah.
Yes.
This is like a Jordan Peterson rally or something.
I am a big proponent of sex robots. Okay? That is the go-to solution to all of the problems of the world. There you go. More wars.
That is
nutting every day.
Yeah, you know, but what if one country makes the best sex robots, then ours are shit, then we want their sex robots, so we invade them.
Oh, Japan, I haven't thought of that. I've only thought about like the DRM that they're gonna put on the sex robot. Like if you haven't paid for your subscription and your balance is low or something, it's just the pussy locks up. Like you can't get your dick out. You have to carry the sex robot half naked to the fucking service center and be like, "Hey, I'd like to top up, please."
Oh my god! Yes. Speaking of sex robot, you're gonna move on. This has been a very fruitful exchange of culture so far.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think so. I never want to go back to Vietnam.
Can I add another Vietnamese slang onto this before
quickly.
We move on?
Yeah,
all right, quickly. So, there's a term called Vệ Mạng, you know, it literally means when you're, there's a trench and you're scraping the trench, but it also means eating pussy because it looks like a trench and, you know, and you're fucking scraping it with your tongue. Yeah.
Wow.
Vệ Mạng.
It's a beautiful language. Yeah.
Are there many Vietnamese love poems? I'm just.
Billions. Yeah. I mean.
Not many.
I scraped her trench and she loved me.
trench warfare. We're going over.
World War II reference.
Yeah. So, let's move on to the next topic. Americans, yay or nay? I mean, Leo, you go first. You've seen them firsthand.
Yeah, for me to see them first, I don't know. Like some of them are cool, some of them are not. Most of them are not.
American as a country is pretty fucked up, but like the American experience in itself, you know, the place where you know
the idea of America,
the idea and the experience. You know, I have a good time here, but like genuinely, it's a fucked up country. I have a good time here because you know it's just a place where. You know, like a Vietnamese dude can perform at the black restaurant in a comedy show and then got picked up by a white comedian. You know, it's like a very melting pot. You know, it's like very diverse and it enhances your experience. But, you know, like everything from top down, from government, you know, I feel like I'm moving from Vietnam to America. It's like moving from a third world country, like to another third world country. Like I'm thinking I didn't really move up at all. I just moved into a more dangerous place. Like who would immigrate to a more dangerous place, man?
But you can brag about it to Vietnamese and they're probably, you know, they look up to you or something. It's like, hey, this guy traveled to America. He's living in America, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of want to go to America like once in my life or something just to see what it is, you know?
It's a fun place, but it's like a fucked up place. Like everywhere on Earth, you know. It's just, but hey, it's
crazy. America's crazy. That like half the people are stupid and half the people are.
I don't think I want to go to America anytime soon. What with Trump and the whole protest thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
And the COVID.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
And the whole, like, I don't want to wear masks in public because it makes me hard to breathe.
Yeah.
I don't wear masks in public the same reason I don't wear pants. Things gotta breathe. Like, fuck off, lady man. You're a fucking dirty ass.
Yeah.
Milk.
That's nasty.
That's nasty.
It's nasty.
We get a lot of Americans in Ireland for tourism and stuff, and we get the really, really rich ones. Like, they're not grounded in reality at all. They don't understand the real world. They just have too much cash, and they just wander around. They're really detached from the real world, I think.
Yeah.
But I think America is so weird because there's so much poverty in America, and then there's so much extreme wealth in America. It's weird.
Definitely. And also, you know, just a lot of them, they go to Ireland because of that, you know, sort of ancestry, that heritage.
Yeah, they come here to find their roots and all that kind of stuff. I've got first cousins who are American born because this country had fuck all going back until the 90s. This Ireland had fuck all in terms of money or opportunity. So a lot of people emigrated, big families, like big Catholic families. So if you had like 10 kids. Yeah. If you had like 10 kids, four of them would have emigrated, five of them would have emigrated, you know what I mean, to different countries. So a lot of people went to America to make money.
Yeah.
You guys had a big shortage of potatoes.
Yes, there was a big shortage of the British stole our potatoes.
Yes.
That's what happened.
No,
Fucking tan bastards.
Very good. you're integrating.
Fucking tans. Pussy baby. I'm trying to reciprocate here, you know.
Hell yeah,
exchange. Someone go get on. I just think it's quite fascinating. Like, just to conclude this whole thing, it's quite fascinating just the connection between the three places. You know, you think about it, so Americans, they go to Ireland to look for their grandfathers, whereas Americans, like when they go to Vietnam, they look for our grandfathers.
Okay. I see what you did there.
So anyway, yeah. So that's the end of our show. Before we leave off on this, do you guys have anything you want to plug? Social media, coming shows.
Brian, our guest, go ahead.
So there's nothing to plug because the world has ended.
bye.
Power the put. No. come see my new Edinburgh show called Power of the Pussy.
That's gonna be a new show.
I'll be there, Brian.
The video, the posters.
Just reveal your location to me. There
that's
you
the
go.
Poster. Just here down. Power of the Pussy. My social media is at Brian Galahad. BrianGallahad. Instagram and Twitter I use most of the time. If you want to follow me on that, that'd be cool. Hopefully we'll come to Vietnam and do gigs at some point. It's always been on my wish list the last while.
Definitely,
so when the world opens up, I'll hopefully get to Vietnam.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you.
Definitely.
Like, honestly, genuinely, dude, that's not sarcastic or serial killer-ish.
You started with
this whole serial killer thing, and I'm running with it, okay? Because it's best you laugh at this shit.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
You can't laugh at serial killers.
I'm not a serial killer, guys.
God damn. All right.
I feel like when I say that, I look more like a serial killer. I'm not a serial killer. Seriously, guys.
Okay, we believe you, folk. We believe you. So on that note, we will end the show. Thanks for coming. Check out and looking forward to the next one. All right, see you guys.
All right. Catch you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Love see you guys. Nice to meet you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't hesitate to follow our social media for updates and other cool stuff. If you like what you have heard, be one of our patrons on Patreon to keep this hot pot boiling. See you next time and keep being awesome.